don't believe. I think we had those coal oil lamps.
Okay. And now you would have an electric lamp, and the light comes, you have to screw in a, what do you call that?
A wick.
Yeah, but now.
Oh, I don't know what you call it.
I mean, the thing that burns it, you screw in the
bulb.
Oh,
bulb.
Okay, what kind?
Light bulb.
Okay. And if you had some wash and you wanted to carry it out and hang it out on the line, you might carry it out in a...
Well, you'd carry it out on the washboard a lot of times. We'd put it on that and carry it out.
Yeah. What about some container? You say a clothes bag?
Well, let's see. Basket, of clothes basket. I remember we had a clothes basket. It comes to me when I get to thinking. You know.
Yeah. Okay. And this is something that nails used to come in.
Well,
it's like a barrel, only it's smaller.
Well, a bag of nails, we would say back then.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of something made out of wood.
Well, now, my daddy had a tool chest that he kept all those things in. It was a fairly good size, about like that. I can see that tool chest yet, and it had hinges on it. My daddy could just make anything. He was a carpenter, more or less, you know, and made things like that, and I have more nice things that my father made me, you know, little stools and things like that.
Okay, do you remember what gunpowder used to come in?
It's the gunpowder. It wasn't cartridges like we have now, but I've forgotten.
But
it was cartridges, though. And,
what about a keg or a cag?
Yeah. And we had kegs of nails, too. Now, that comes to me now as I'm thinking of it. Yeah.
Okay.
A keg of nails.
And something much larger than a keg.
Well, that would be a barrel, wouldn't it?
Okay. And suppose you opened a bottle and you didn't want the, you wanted to close it back up, you might stick in a...
A cork.
Okay. And this is a musical instrument, you might remember. You play like
French harp.
Okay.
Yep. Gone to many parties when they'd play those French harps. We didn't get to go to dances, but they'd have those, you know, and I can just hear those boys play again. No,
yeah.
But there was dances back then. There was drinking, and we were never allowed. And I've gone to a party every night Christmas week, and the next week I'd be sick. You know, just keep going. We had such many good times at parties. We called them then parties.
Okay. This is another musical instrument. You hold this between your teeth and twang it with your finger.
Now let's see, what is that? Well, that wasn't that a French harp? No,
well,
we've done
spoken. French harp was like
yes,
this.
Yes, that's right.
This is something that would go like this.
Well, now really, we didn't have those at our parties back then.
You ever heard of juice
harp?
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Sure, I remember that since you said that. Sure, I remember one of the boys that used to play juice harp, blow juice harp.
Okay.
You sure pulled a nice one.
Well,
why don't you eat your supper?
Well, we will, Rickley. Are they serving your supper?
Is it being served now?
Uh-huh.
You go ahead.
I hate for you to have to wait, darling.
It's
she's
okay.
Having some business doing.
Well, that's so good. It ain't Miss Halbert, so I'm going to eat yours anyway.
Well, we'll get her.
It's okay. Just go on in there.
Well,
okay, I think we were talking about barrels, you know? What do you call the thing that runs around a barrel to hold the wood in place? Do you remember that?
Runs around what?
Runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
Well, now, we had the fireplaces back when I was a kid. Of course, then we had a warm morning, then later on, that we put coal in. It burned coal.
You had what?
Coal. We burned coal.
Yeah. What did you say? We had a
warm morning stove, they called it back then. And little Franklin heaters, that was another little flat one, you know, that warmed his little iron stoves. That's where it was 65 years ago.